thank my thanks to her.
Yeah,
so rare to find someone who forgets a question because actually listening to what you're saying. Usually,
it's really difficult. To, that's why it took me so long to actually come out with it. I was constantly trying to think about what I'm going to say, but it's difficult. You have to just sort of remain in the lap. I've always thought though, reading it because I've been doing a bit of reading of Vedic scripture lately, and I was thinking if you've always wanted to be a cat, and you think that being a cat would be absolutely rad. That's fine too, isn't it? I mean, that's fine too. I mean, by that, if that's what you wanted, I mean, obviously it's not the aspiration that is given. But for instance, if someone always wanted to be a cat, or doesn't mind the fact that they're an animal, does it just allow them to keep doing that?
My spiritual master was asked that. He was at a big program in Bombay, and a man got up and asked essentially that, you know. So if one becomes an animal, what's wrong there? He'll think that he's an animal, and he'll be happy. Our spiritual master said, well, if there's nothing wrong there, it's all right. We don't think that kind of life is fair.
I see. Makes sense. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's lovely to meet you.
Thanks.
Josh.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I just wanted to ask something I've always wondered when I've been reading and stuff is if the animals are devoid of karma, if animals are...
Hi everyone. After that, brilliant. There'll be the detainees call me in about 5 minutes, so enough time for a cigarette and a cup of coffee and a deep breath, and then we'll get down to it. All right, cool.
That was brilliant. Sorry to cut you off.
That's quite okay.
Sorry. The only way that the mosquito became a mosquito in the first place was because it was a human, it was in the spiritual realm, but
practically can't trace it, but we have this immemorial desire to live independently, and so we travel throughout the entire material world, sometimes with mosquitoes, sometimes with demigods, sometimes with this, sometimes with that, trying to enjoy. But when we're in the lower species, we're coming up step by step by step by step. Then we get back here, and then, we can go back down to mosquito life, bloodsuckers, or some other species, or some higher species, or go back down.
Okay, thank you. That was really clear. Like, I've been trying to work it out for ages, but I understand now. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to pay my respects.
Hare Krishna.
We actually met you last year when you came to show us.
That's right.
Lalita Mahavira and Lalita Sakasa.
Hare Krishna.
Sakasa is really good Lalita Mahavira.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah. I just want to say that many devotees in our mission speak to you very highly.
Their kindness. What news is Srila Govinda
Maharaj? He was in Italy recently. He's actually on a world tour at the moment. He's done things. Basically, the problem you seem to be saying with them is that, like, eventually, if you have like the greatest thing in the world and still material pleasure, it eventually gets old. That's been his problem. But doesn't it, like, that sounds cynical, but doesn't it get old, like, serving the Supreme all the time, like, for 40 years?
That's the thing about it, it's categorically the opposite. You think that, all right, I chanted Hare Krishna now for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, it's going to get. Or I've done it for a year, how long can this drag on? But the nature of it is that, unlike material pleasure, which has this kind of downward curve, it just gets better.
Interesting.
That's the nature of
spiritual consciousness. Can you give an explanation of it, or is just because it's so?
It's the nature of spiritual consciousness, or the nature of the spiritual platform, that it's not subject to this kind of decay that's endemic in the material world. It's the opposite, it's always expanding. It's the nature of Krishna.
I think I have to read up on this.
Please. We have lots of books for you.
Okay. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you. Hare Krishna.
Residential houses.